He doesn't. He's done a really good job of coming in and having great command and poise in the pocket and controlling the huddle. And where he's really, in my opinion, where he's really stood out is when we've been in our no huddle 2 minute situations. He's done a nice job that way. Well, we believe philosophically in doing what our players do best. So obviously, it's not just Matt; it's the other guys around him. And obviously, we've had a rotating door at wide receiver, so that affects it. It's a rotating door at tight end. You know, with some of those guys, getting those guys up to speed. Getting them caught up with Matt, because Matt is ready to, you know, have command of the no huddle stuff, our 2 minute stuff. So that's something we can mix in as the season goes and as we get everyone else up to speed. Yeah, I think every situation is different. I was fortunate enough when I was in Dallas. Tony Romo was a practice squad quarterback, or the number three quarterback, and I was in personnel and got to watch him compete every day. And you know, there was always something there with him. And every guy's different, you know, and as they build experience and you get to watch them more and more, you make your decisions based on that. There's no, you know, very seldomly do you see a guy right away and say, hey, this guy can play, because you don't know what it's going to be like under pressure. It has, because those guys, a lot of the guys are getting their first opportunity to play in a major role. And that creates excitement, like you said, in itself. You know, guys that are maybe at this point in the year getting to do a lot more stuff on offense than they were doing early in the year. Maybe it was they were just playing on special teams. And, you know, they were a fourth or fifth guy on the offense on the depth chart, but now they're obviously thrown into a role where they get to contribute. It does bring an energy to the practice, obviously. And I think that – I really believe in the last 2 weeks that's shown in the game as well. Like, when we got down against Tennessee, those guys didn't give up. And those guys believed the whole time that we were going to get back in that game. And I think that passion and that heart and effort kind of permeated through our team and created a belief. And I think at practice that's been a big part the last 2 weeks, you know, with Matt and some of the receivers that don't get to play as much now with the injuries and the tight ends, their roles have obviously changed. So I think that definitely is a big part at this part of the season.